Hi, this is Steve from Survive to Thrive Radio Network. We hope you're finding the information on the Survive to Thrive radio program both beneficial and informative. Fridays will bring you replays of my most popular shows with occasional live appearances. We have our lineup for the rest of the week of talk show hosts together to give you the best information and points of view available on the radio. They're certainly the most pertinent and timely. Monday's Darren is on with his show Radical Health. Steve St. Clair and Darren are on Wednesday with Health Freedom. Russ Dizdar is on Tuesdays with Shatter the Darkness, and Hawks Talon is on Thursdays, and me on Fridays. So stay tuned to Survive to Thrive Network.com, or you can go to SteveQuayle.com. Click on the radio Listen Live at the top of the page of SteveQuayle.com to bring you to all the news sites, and especially to be able to click on the important radio information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, in these trying times, it's incredibly important to stay healthy. Keep yourself well nourished with organic fruits and vegetables, and remember to take Enerfood every day without fail. Drinking a healthy smoothie with Enerfood and coconut milk powder from EnerHealth Botanical provides you with easily absorbable nutrition from superfoods that are densely packed with essential nutrients, all of which support optimal health. The guys at EnerHealth continue to offer special pricing to our listeners. They also offer the Survival Pack and Herbal Emergency Packs, as well as their tasty immune-supporting coffee, Nutra Cafe, and their hot cocoa blend, Coco Mojo, which is one of my wife's favorites, both infused with immune-strengthening medicinal mushrooms. Now, they're wonderfully flavorful and very, very healthy. Check out all their specials at SurviveToThrive.net or click on the EnerHealth banner at SteveQuayle.com. In fact, listen, these guys have one of the best deals I've ever seen. They have their immune pack, which is one Enerfood, one coconut milk powder, and their daily immune support, which is on sale for $99.99. You save $32. Their Nutra Cafe is also on special this week, and it costs only $10.99. In addition, they are still offering 15% off on cases, and 10% you get just by being one of our listeners. That's a 25% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget, your body is your most important possession, and its optimal health stays very dependent upon being well hydrated with pure water. Now, the guys at Enerfood are selling the Big Berkey water filters, and you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to order any of their health specials or the Big Berkey water filter. What will you aid in achieving the best health possible is to stay informed. And never forget, everyone, that your body's the temple. Give it pure foods and beverages as God nature intended, and see your body, mind, and spirit once again enjoying the joyful state of health that is a blessing.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Liao. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, 2010, the year of our Lord. And I encourage you to mark this day on your calendar. Mark the last week with a big red pen or a highlighter, because the past week, this world entered a new chapter. And we have entered a new beginning in history. And for those of you that have considered starting a diary, may I make a suggestion? Start taking very attentive notes. And start to journal the chronicle of this time period. Take notes, folks. When you're at the store, write down how much things cost right now. When you drive through your town, pay attention. Observe the prices at the pump. And notice the appearance of the people as they walk by. Why all of this record keeping, Nathan? This is why, my friends. Because it has arrived. A new chapter. And in this chapter, in this new season, many people in the population are going to experience many different things. This also includes you that are listening. Nobody is immune from this thing. And in this new season that we have just entered, some are going to experience days of desperation. Some are going to experience days of, oh my. Some are going to experience days of, why didn't I? And for some, it will be days that were anticipated, because some of you are ready, and some of you are smart, and some of you have been waiting for these days to arrive for years. But for most people, this new season, this new chapter, is going to vindicate all of the voices of warning, all of the voices that have been crying out. This new season is going to vindicate the watchmen and the messengers of God. And they're going to silence the scoffers and the ones that doubted and those that mocked. My friends, the present chapter is also going to be the days of when. When, my friends, in past dialogue where people said, it is not a matter of if the dollar is going to collapse, but it's a matter of when. Announcement from the wall. When is now arriving. It's arriving, folks. It is happening right now before our very eyes. And to so many that have anticipated when's arrival, many have wondered, what is it going to look like when it arrives? Will there be a large announcement? Will we hear breaking news alerts on the TV or on the radio?
Attention, it has arrived. And it is on aisle 7 with a big blue light on it.
No, my friends. The arrival of the next phase will not be with a bullhorn. It's not going to be announced on the headlines of newspapers. It's going to sneak in through the back door. And most people are not going to notice it. Most people are not going to have any clue.
Nathan, how can you say that? I'm noticing.
Well, the reason that you might be noticing is because you're smart. And most of those that are listening to this program, most of you are very smart. That's why you listen to programs like this. But the general population has no clue. And many of you can testify of that. You have tried to warn and warn and warn that this day was coming. And they mocked you. They scoffed you. They made fun of you. There's been many accusations hurled at you. But my friend, you are now going to be vindicated in this present season. Because it is finally here. And if we went to the average person on the street, to the average person walking by in a downtown area of downtown USA, and walked up to them and said, hey, can you tell me if any major event has happened lately? What would most of them say, folks? Most likely, you would hear things like, excuse me, sir, can I ask you a question?
What is it?
Well, I'm taking a poll, and I would like to know from you, can you tell me if any major event has happened lately?
Wow, man, you're asking me a hard... Wow, did anything happen? Hey, I don't know, man, but do you think my old lady's gonna leave me?
I don't know, sir, but thank you very much.
Okay, man, later, dude.
Oh, excuse me, sir, you.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yes, sir, you. Can you come here?
Sure, man. Wait. Oh, hey, dude, you have a microphone.
Yes, I'm questioning passers-by here.
Passers-by, okay, what do you want to know?
Well, I'm doing interviews with passers-by to find out if they can tell me if any major event has happened.
Any major event, dude? Let me see, that's a hard one, man. Oh, I know, did Madonna have another baby?
No, sir, that's not what I was after.
Oh, no, I know what it is, man, I know. Did Britney Spears get busted again? Oh, man, that's a bummer.
No, I'm not sure. No, thank you very much for...
You know, speaking of Britney Spears, man...
Thank you, I need to go.
No, let me tell you this, man, hold on, get this on the camera, am I going to be on TV? Okay, here goes, okay. Britney Spears' gardener, I know him, man, he's my vato friend, man.
Sir, I gotta go.
No. Hold on. Let me tell you about him.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no, come on, man. Let me tell you. He told me he knows all about Britney.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Can I have your card or something, man?
Thank you. I need to go.
Oh, okay, man. Okay. Well, later, dude.
You see, folks, most people have no clue. Most people are so intoxicated with celebrities and entertainers and figures on TV, but they have no idea what time it is, and they have no idea what is presently happening in this new season and in this new chapter. So today we're going to talk about these things, and I believe that this is going to be a very important program, so please share it, please listen to it, share it with your loved ones, with your family, with your friends, and also please make a note of this, folks. This program comes on every Tuesday on the Survive to Thrive Network, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And after the program is recorded, you can go to survivetothrive.net and listen to the archives, or you can go to watchmanscry.com and go to the audio page. And in the audio page, you will find a link to find the archive of all past shows. So now let's talk about what happened. And let's talk about the new season that we are all in. So here's what happened, folks. quantitative easing version 2.0 happened. QE2 occurred. Ben Bernanke's new Fed policy happened. And last Wednesday, on November the 3rd, the day after the election, the day after the Republicans became a majority force in the Congress, it happened. And on our last program, I talked about the many tipping points that we are all facing. Well, my friends, it looks like one of those tipping points is in motion right now. And because of Mr. Bernanke's policies of QE2, we are now witnessing the next phase of the global event. And many of you that have been preparing, working on your to-do list, are about to find out how prepared you really are. You're about to find out how strong your faith is. Because this thing is now occurring, my friends. It has begun. Y2K turned out to be a non-event, but this time around, my friends, this is not a drill. This is the real thing. For those of you that have been listening to my Watchman's Cry messages over the past few years, located at watchmanscry.com, I have been warning for years that when these days begin to arrive, they are going to shake the land in a way that no human has ever imagined. They are going to bring images that most people never thought they would see in America or in the Western world. Many people are going to experience things that they never thought that they would experience. And through it all, my friends, many individuals are going to discover their love for their family, what is really important. They are going to discover how unimportant material things are. It's going to be that serious, Nathan? Yes, it is, my friend. For those of you that might not know what I'm talking about, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com, start listening to the sermons there and the messages, and you will get a taste and a glimpse of what I'm talking about, of what's coming. Many, many different categorical events are approaching, but one major one is arriving as I speak right now. Now, as I was saying, Ben Bernanke created QE2 with the stroke of a pen or a nod. This policy is going to play a very, very major role in the further collapse of America. And here is what is amazing about this event, my friends. It was not endorsed by congressional approval. That means that our representatives had no role in this. Neither the Congress nor the Senate had any role in it. They didn't say yay or nay. But nevertheless, it occurred. And this quantitative easing is $600 billion of funny money, confetti money, out of thin air, money from the Kinko's printing machine that is going to be used to bolster up the American economy. And here's where it gets very interesting, folks. Bolstering up an economy that is mired in debt and swimming in debt and actually sinking in debt, drowning in debt, and to try to solve a debt problem by creating more debt makes absolutely no sense, but that is what happened. And that's what Mr. Bernanke did. And by doing that, he debased the value of the dollar. And they're going to do this to the tune of $110 billion per month into 2011. So that will occur for a few months. This policy is not even 1 week old because today is Tuesday. They announced it last Wednesday. So we're in day six of this. And in 6 days, the U.S. dollar is becoming slaughtered. It's getting butchered. It's getting destroyed. And we are seeing what is happening to the gold and silver markets. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But the world is very angry about this decision because Mr. Bernanke is a very proud man and he doesn't really care what the world thinks. And he has also revealed himself to be a teller of falsehoods because he's on record saying that the Federal Reserve would not monetize the debt. But here he is.
Will the Federal Reserve monetize this debt?
The Federal Reserve will not monetize the debt.
But that's essentially what QE2 is. Monetizing the debt means printing more money to solve the debt problem. And after QE2 fails, there is talk that they're going to also initiate QE3 and then QE4 and so forth and so on. This policy is insane, but still he is doing it. Many of you may wonder why in the world would he do that when it's hurting the dollar and hurting the value of the dollar? Well, here's why, my friends. Because what we are witnessing right now is the engineered destruction of America, the ordered collapse of America, the very precisely planned implosion of America. It is a currency 9/11. And Mr. Ben Bernanke knows that this is going to destroy the dollar. He wants the dollar to become weaker. He has stated it. Timothy Geithner is also on record admitting that he wants the dollar to become weaker. Now, on the surface, they may say they want it weaker so that U.S. exports can become cheaper for other countries, thereby allowing other countries to buy our widgets. But here's the thing. The United States no longer produces widgets. The United States no longer has a factory base so that all Americans can have jobs. The jobs have been successfully destroyed and exported away from here. So one needs to ask, why in the world are they doing this? Here's why, my friends. So that Revelation 13 can come to pass. It is to bring about the reality of the beast of the end times. And as it says in Revelation 13:1, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. We are witnessing the fulfillment of Bible prophecy right now, my friends. Therefore, in order for this beast to rise up out of the sea, a unified global New World Order with a global one world currency, there has to be realignments of nations. And some nations are too strong for the New World Order, and some are too weak. So they have to become equal. It has to become a parity of power and of economies and strength. And in order to do that, the United States needs to become weaker. So that's what we are witnessing right now, folks. The New World Order wants a post-America world and a post-dollar world. And in order to do this, the United States, the good old USA, needs to collapse. It needs to crash. The dollar needs to become toast, toilet paper, and the middle class of America needs to become lower class. First world America needs to become third world America, or second world, or a combination of the two. That means you, my friends, you are too rich for them. Your retirement fund is too large for them. Your comforts are too extravagant for them. You have too much pleasure, and your assets and your possessions are more than your fair share of what a world citizen should have. Therefore, you need to be stripped of your assets by the New World Order. As a world citizen, you have too much. And that, my friends, is what their plan is. They want to strip American citizens of the fruits of their hard work. And it doesn't matter how loud any of you scream. It doesn't matter if you make a YouTube video. It doesn't matter if you get a bullhorn and go to a government building and shout obscenities and your displeasure with this policy. It's not going to stop it. And I'll tell you why, my friends. Here's why. Because it's Bible prophecy, and it's going to come to pass. There is going to be a realignment of powers in the world. The United States is in the way. Those of you that have been Christians long enough have heard the prophetic teachings, the prophetic voices that were warning that this day would soon come. Someday there's going to be a one world government, you heard. You've heard this for decades. And many of you listened. You took notes and you expected it. And as you grew and matured in God and in your study of the scriptures, one thing you also found out was there's no pre-tribulation rapture that's going to save and allow the Christians to escape. Many of you started to realize this. Others of you are still pondering it. You're working through it. And then there's possibly some of you that resist that. But I'm sorry, my friends. The pre-tribulation rapture does not pass biblical scrutiny. So here's what reality is going to be. And this is why I said start taking a lot of notes in your diary and chronicling your life. Here's why, my friends. Because decades ago, when you were taught by your pastor, someday there would be a one world government, most people didn't really think about it, and most people didn't actually imagine that they would be witnessing it. Most people didn't know that they would be alive to look outside the window and see it go by. And most people didn't know that they could look up and see the New World Order fly over them. And most people did not know that someday they would be facing the New World Order at a checkpoint in their town. But my friends, these things are arriving. They have begun to arrive. And they are going to arrive sequentially. But one of the first events that must happen is the collapse of the American currency. The dollar is going to collapse. And it has begun. Quantitative easing too has begun that process. And now, my friends, things are going to change. Things are going to get very interesting. Things are going to get very disturbing. For those of you that have been preparing, I hope and pray that your anticipation will allow you to weather them. But my friends, please know this. And this is why I was saying a few moments ago that this is going to be a very important program. Because now it is game on. There are many elements that are going to play through. There are many particulars that are going to happen. There are many players that are going to be involved in the story. There are going to be many events that are going to take place and happen, but you need to know about them. You need to be aware of them. You need to absorb, like a sponge, every piece of information that you can so that you will not be deceived. As this thing plays out, what you read in the newspaper is not going to tell you what's really happening. And the stories that you hear on cable TV news by the talking heads will not tell you what is really happening. So right now, while we still can, while the internet still exists, please try to glean everything you can in these programs. Folks, the bald eagle is about to be replaced in America. Now, I shared in my last program that I had a prophetic dream where I saw an eagle that was very weak walk into my chicken coop, and it changed into an orange eagle, and it started to steal all of the eggs in my chicken coop. It stole all of the nest eggs, and it consumed them after it metamorphed into an orange eagle. And then after that, when the eagle had consumed all of the eggs in my chicken coop, his head turned into the head of a red fox, and it was grinning. I shared that on my last program. What that meant was fascism is coming to America, and it's going to have many, many disturbing elements. With or without your approval, my friends, it is coming. It's arriving. It's not a matter of debate. It's not a matter of argument. It's not going to be stopped. All of those majority Republicans that are in Congress are not going to stop it. Now, real quick, I want to say this. There are many, many opinions and theories of how this thing's going to play out. Are we going to have deflation? Are we going to have inflation? Are we going to have a combination of both? What's going to be the new currency after the dollar crashes? Will there be a revised gold standard? Will the new currency be a basket of currencies, or will it be the Chinese yuan renminbi? Many questions right now, folks. Food is going to become very, very expensive. The future of America is going to consist of shanty towns and vagabonds and people living in cars and in tent cities or wherever they can sleep. We're going to become the nation of refugees, and we are also going to finally see stormtroopers in the street. My friends, these things are coming. We're going to see food lines coming, but I do not want that to be you. I want you to be prepared. And the rest of the world also knows this is coming. They have been briefed on the plan. They've gotten together, and they have decided that this is the way to go. But in the book of Revelation, it says the kings of the earth were of one mind to submit to the New World Order, to go along with the New World Order, with the beast, the end time empire beast. And that's what we see happening now. Many leaders throughout the world are talking about the New World Order being the only solution for the world's economic ills. Just yesterday, on November the 8th, Iranian President Mr. Ahmadinejad said, "We need a new order wherein all nations and governments can equally play a role in world management," quote unquote. He also went on to say that everyone should play an active role in the management of world affairs. So even though Mr. Ahmadinejad sounds like a radical Islamic leader, he still wants the New World Order. The Russian president has also talked about wanting a New World Order. So has Mr. Putin. So has the leadership in China and in Turkey and in Europe and in South America and in America. Folks, this thing is the desire for the whole world. Now, are all of them following the plan point by point? Was each world leader given a syllabus with bullet points of how this thing was going to play out and how they wanted the plan to occur? Probably not, because this is also going on at the same time. While the world leaders are talking about a new world order, there are spiritual forces behind the scenes whispering into their ear and driving them, making them think that this New World Order idea is their idea. So they are also marionettes. They are puppets of spiritual wickedness, of spiritual powers. God is allowing the forces of darkness to rout them and lead them into this final end time empire. It says in Revelation, the dragon gave power to the beast, the New World Order. So the dragon, Satan, and his minions, his principalities, his dark spirits are whispering into the ears of Ahmadinejad and telling him to have a new world order. They are whispering in the ears of Obama and of Hugo Chavez and of Vladimir Putin. They're all hearing the same whispers about the solution. So as they get together in their respective areas and they have their respective meetings, they are being led in this plan. As we observe this thing taking place, we see the chaos. We see confusion. And yes, a lot of them fight among themselves. Many of them argue and bicker because there is a desire to be at the top of this New World Order. Many of them have illusions of grandeur where they picture themselves having a new position and a new role of power It's a very interesting animal that is rising up before our very eyes, my friends. So as I share what's happening, we look at these things from the spiritual point of view, from the point of view of God, and then we can also look at them from the point of view of how the principalities and the dragon and the powers of darkness are using them as marionettes. And then we can also observe them from the natural, from the lateral perspective, as a headline in a newspaper or as a news report on how the meetings went when they got together. So folks, in order for you to have victory over what's happening and to really have a grasp over what's happening, you need to be able to see it from all of these different vantage points, not just one. And I have talked about that many times. So I want to share from the vantage point of some of the news stories happening right now. Now, Mr. Bernanke commenced his policy of quantitative easing part 2 last Wednesday. And here we are in day 6, and this thing is not going well with the rest of the world. His policy is not going well. They are very angry at him. China is very angry at him. The Eurozone is very angry with America for doing this. China warned yesterday that the Federal Reserve's cash injection of $600 billion was hot money, and it's going to be a shock to global markets. Also, there is a G20 meeting that is taking place in Seoul, Korea this week, and China is there, and they're making their comments about it. We also have other nations that are meeting at the G20, and they are making public outcries of their unhappiness with what America is doing. The German finance minister said the United States is clueless by doing this. Brazil's not happy about it. So a wedge is being driven between America and the rest of the world, and America is actually becoming isolationist. Mr. Bernanke is causing the worst rift that you could think of with the rest of the world by doing this. Now, for those of you that have also heard the news, President Obama has been in India for the past few days, and it's really interesting that he almost took an entire armada, or at least seemed that way. He took a lot of people with him. It was very odd on why he did this. So it makes one wonder if he was evacuating so that he would be gone while something else occurred in America. I don't know, folks. I'm going to also be talking about that a little bit later in this broadcast. Now, regarding QE2, not only are world leaders very unhappy with Bernanke's policies, but there are financial analysts and university economists who are very unhappy, who are also saying that it is madness what the United States is doing. It makes absolutely no sense to destroy the dollar that way. In fact, there is an economist from Boston University, Lawrence Kotlikoff, who said, get this, folks. He said the United States government debt is not $13.5 trillion, as has been reported. You know, folks, we have that debt clock that's always forever increasing, and it shows America's debt. Well, that debt clock says that we have $13 trillion and some change. Well, according to Professor Kotlikoff, he says, we don't have $13.5 trillion, but rather, our debt is $200 trillion. And he came up with that number by adding up all of the entitlement programs that America has, Social Security, Medicare, among other things. And he also said, let's get real. The United States is bankrupt. There is no way the United States is getting out of this mess. We are not getting out of this. The math doesn't work. But whenever we are told by quote-unquote experts in the cable news channels, they downplay the seriousness of what we're facing. But folks, this is what we're facing. The election was last week, and in 6 days, look where we are. Look how far the dollar has depreciated. And look what gold and silver have done. Notice how your wealth has deteriorated, has melted in the last week. Now, after they did QE2 and silver started rallying and gold started rallying, this is incredible, the gain silver's making right now. It was $25 an ounce just 9 days ago, and now it's in the 28s, soon to be 29 and 30. It's incredible what silver is doing. And by the way, did you know that as silver goes up and as gold goes up, that means the value of your retirement fund and your savings account is melting? And I have a question. Did Mr. Ben Bernanke call you and ask you for your permission to vaporize your savings account? I don't think so. You know why? Because they don't care about the middle class. They're doing this to steal the last remaining wealth that's here in America. It is a game of madness. It is a game of insanity. And it is a game played by robber baron kleptomaniacs who can't keep their paws off of your money and out of your pocket. Now, it looks like the break's coming up. So after the break, we will continue this conversation. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
And she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact, and that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Watchman's Cry Ministries would like to take a moment to say thank you to our sponsor, Steve St. Clair of Inner Health Botanicals. In these days of chemtrails, modified food, and chemical additives, it is more important than ever to do what you can to protect and improve on your health. So head on over to survivetothrive.net and check out their products. That's Survive to Thrive, S-U-R-V-I-V-E, the number 2-T-H-R-I-V-E.net.
Welcome back, folks. This is Nathan Liao. The website is watchmanscry.com. And before the break, we were talking about what is going on with the dollar. We were talking about why the dollar is crashing. And here's what's interesting, folks. Many insiders who are very wealthy, the billionaires of this world, they are taking the money and running. Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, in the last several days has sold $1.3 billion worth of his Microsoft shares. He sold almost 50 million shares of Microsoft, 12% of his stake in the company, over the last 3 days. And as we watch stories like this unfold, it makes you wonder, what do they know? Why is he choosing to do this right now? He said in a press release about his sale that the reason he's doing this is because of financial diversification and tax planning. He also went on to say he plans to also sell another 25 million shares before the end of the year. It looks like he's dumping his stock before the coming stock market crash happens. That's what it looks like, folks. So one needs to ask, what do they know? What are they privy to? What have they been told? Where is he taking that money? He's taking that money and running, but where is he going, folks? Perhaps he's putting it in gold and silver. Perhaps he's going to go live on some deserted island before the zombies start roaming the streets of America. Folks, things are going on right now. What's going on, Nathan? The age of the dollar has drawn to a close. It is in play right now. Seismic changes are occurring. And my friends, please make no mistake. If you're listening to this because a loved one asked you to listen to this, because you've had a hard time believing that this could actually occur, because you've been hearing what the mainstream news has said, that the recession's over and everything's going to be fine, my friend, everything is not fine. It is impossible for it to be fine. The unemployed people have nowhere to work. The factories are shut down. The liquidity is locked. The game is in play. And it has been decided to throw the United States dollar under the bus by the world. Now, how long is this process going to take? That part I don't know, but the game has begun, and as we see silver climbing daily, then that means that the dollar is losing value, my friends. And at the G20 meeting in Seoul, Korea this week, the nations of the world are talking about this very thing. They're tired of the United States dollar. And as they begin changing their policy and increasing the distance from the dollar, you're not going to see them announce it to us. They're not going to call you on the phone and ask for your permission to do this, and they're not going to tell you. What we will hear in America is the same old propaganda machine from Baghdad Bob, that everything is fine. There's not going to be a service of last rites for the dollar. Hey, do you have anything to say to the U.S. dollar before we bury her? We're not going to hear that, folks. It's going to happen in silence. But that silence is going to be very, very loud here in America. And it's going to be witnessed by us. And it's going to be translated by how much food you have in your fridge and how much food you're able to gather from the store right now compared to in the future. Folks, the world wants an alternative. They have decided this already. The world's central banks are starting to diversify their reserves. China is starting to diversify away from the dollar. Another thing that's going to happen is eventually, and here's where it gets actually a little bit spooky, there are whispers and rumors that the United States is headed for a devaluation. Now, what is that? What that means is the U.S. government will be able to, if a dollar on Friday bought a dollar's worth of goods, then on Monday it only buys 50 cents worth of goods. So that would be a 50% devaluation. Other nations have done that over the years. North Korea did it. And when they did it, they robbed their citizens. I believe it was like a 200-to-1 ratio. It was incredible. Hugo Chavez also did it. They warned their citizens that it was going to happen in 5 days, so the citizens went crazy and went to the store and bought anything that they could before their currency was devalued. So store shelves were wiped out within days of a devaluation of a currency. And there's also a rumor that that could also happen here in the United States, devaluing the currency. And when currencies are devalued, most of the time, it doesn't happen with a warning. You just wake up one morning and you find out that your money no longer has the same value that it once had. Now, that's the big question, folks. Is the United States, would they do something like that? Well, how many of you ever thought that you would see what we're seeing now already happen? How many of you ever thought that you would see many cities and towns and states in America that are now becoming bankrupt and poor, where poverty is where it is? How many of you thought that you would see tent cities in America like we're seeing now? How many of you thought that we would see warehouses that once built cars in Detroit become the home bases and the command centers of druggies and meth labs? And now, here we are, silver, $28, approaching $30. Gold has gone past $1,400. The dollar is losing its value. Savings accounts are being wiped out now. The dollar is in a demolition derby against other world currencies now, folks. And how high is silver and gold going to go? How high will it be? Well, I believe it's going to go very high. There are a lot of suggestions on how high it's going to be, and they're all over the map. Some people say silver is going to hit $50. I read one article where someone said that they believe it's going to hit $600 an ounce. I've heard that gold's going to hit $2,000. I heard another person say 5,000, and I've read some articles where they said it's going to be in the tens of thousands. Well, if the dollar does become butchered and it gets devalued, that's not impossible. Now, I have made reference to a prophetic dream that the Holy Spirit gave to me over a year ago that revealed that food is going to become so expensive that it would increase fivefold in some instances. Folks, now with this game that's in motion now, it's very easy to see that this is going to happen because the increase of food prices is already a front page story. And as this implosion continues with the dollar's demise, we are going to see food get more and more expensive. As the dollar loses value, commodity prices increase. That's just the seesaw game, the teeter-totter game. That's how it works. So if the dollar goes down, the other end of the seesaw goes up. And that would be the commodity prices, food prices, gold and silver prices. That's how it translates. Which means, if you have cash in your hand, you're only able to exchange it for less items. Because the cash in your hand loses value. I shared in the last program that commodities have gone up 53%. And food sellers, packagers of food, supermarkets, grocery stores are starting to talk about how this is hurting them. They're talking about how this inflationary tide is starting to arrive at their supermarkets. It's starting to ripple through restaurants and through the economy of food here in America. And prices of items like milk, beef, cocoa, sugar, coffee, they have all risen very, very high in recent months because of the commodity increase. And what that means, my friends, here's how it translates. The restaurants that have to buy those staples are having to buy them for a much higher price. And McDonald's Corporation, Kellogg's, the cereal company, they have begun hinting that they're going to have to start passing off the food increases to the consumer because they see no way around it. And, of course, that's going to affect everyone in America because food's going to get more expensive. And, of course, as things get more expensive, that means less people go out to eat at the restaurant. Many people are already unemployed, and many people that are unemployed that have had to take part-time jobs are not going to be able to afford to go out to eat at restaurants when the prices are going up. So this thing is just getting started right now. And that's why I said at the beginning of this program, we have entered a new season. That's the season I'm talking about. The dollar is now in motion. The game is afoot, my friends. It is in-game time right now. The dollar's losing its value, and we're going to see this thing trickle down to the Burger Kings and the Applebee restaurants and the Chili's and the Olive Gardens. All of their food is going to increase in price. Supermarkets are going to have their food increasing in price. And Kraft Foods, Sara Lee Corporation, General Mills have already said that they're going to have to raise prices. Starbucks Coffee has just announced that they're going to have to raise prices of their coffee. And Safeway Grocery Store and Kroger's have also just recently said that they're going to have to start raising prices. Now, in the last program, I had mentioned that grains have gone up over 50%, some even higher, in the last 3 months. And usually there's a lag time of a few months, 3 to 6 months, before we see the prices increase on store shelves or at restaurants. So that's why they're starting to talk about it now. And this is where it gets real interesting, folks. I said start chronicling how much food costs are now because this is what I see coming. The Holy Spirit said food's going to become very, very expensive. So here's what's going to happen. What you can buy right now for $100 at a grocery store and the amount of bags that you can put in your grocery cart and walk out of the store with based on a $100 purchase, 6 months from now is going to be very, very different. It's going to shrink. It might be possible that you will have 1/4 less food 6 months from now with a $100 purchase. Or even you will only have half as much food 6 months from now. And folks, this is a very, very big deal because the warning messengers have been crying out for years. Get extra food. Get food now while you can, while it's cheap. Get dried food. Get your supplies because things are going to get expensive. Food is getting more expensive, folks. So I want to admonish every one of you that are listening. And if you're mad at me for saying this, folks, it's okay. You can be mad at me. But for the sake of your family and for the sake of your future, please take this words to heart. Do what you need to do right now. Go to those bulk stores and buy those 25, 50-pound bags of oatmeal and rice and beans. Do it, folks. There are those type stores all across the country. Food warehouse stores that have big bulk bags of grains. Folks, do it this week. Sacrifice something else, but do it this week because it's going to get expensive. The price of food is rising faster than overall inflation. And we keep hearing on the mainstream news that deflation is happening. Well, that's true for real estate. Real estate values are getting destroyed. So yes, those are losing value. But food is going up. So we're going to have both effects happen. In addition to grain, meat is going up. And the reason it's going up is because corn has increased in price. Corn futures have jumped to a 2-year high recently. You know, folks, I couldn't believe it. I was in Safeway the other day, and out of curiosity, I was curious how much the cuts for the wealthy were. And when I say that, I'm talking about sirloin and T-bone. And the price per pound for those cuts was $13 to $14 a pound for T-bone and sirloin. It's amazing. I showed my wife, I said, "Hun, look at this. Look how expensive this is." And she said, "Yeah, that's why we're eating spaghetti." And I agreed. But meat prices are also increasing. By the way, for those of you that are listening, these food prices that are going up are not just an American problem. This is happening worldwide. So if you're in Europe or in Australia or in other parts of the world, you are also seeing this happen. Folks, we are witnessing the great famine. The staff of bread is being broken before our very eyes. Now, I have another piece of information that I want to share before the end of this program. And this has to do with some of the trigger points and possible events that we may be facing. Now, when we start looking at the silver and the gold increasing in price, when we see food prices increasing, and when we see that insiders seem to have tip-offs that they need to abandon the country and liquidate because they can afford it, when we see that armed guards are being placed in unemployment offices in different parts of the country, armed guards, folks, there are many events happening all at once right now. And in the last several days, Steve Quayle released an alert that talked about a possible bank holiday coming and also a devaluation of currency that also included the warning that the withdrawals of funds would be limited to only a few hundred dollars per week. So we heard that rumor. And then I have also been receiving emails from some of you that have told me that banks are no longer allowing the flow of cash like they used to. ATM machines are limiting the amount of withdrawals and money that they have available. In addition to those rumors, there's another piece of information that I want to share with you. Now, what I'm about to share right here, I cannot confirm the absolute validity of it, but it comes from a very, very trusted source. So please pay attention to this, folks. And please make note of it, because it is possible that a major, major event is about to happen. Because when I consider the Steve Quayle warning and then some of the other emails that you're sending me, this piece of information, this rumor, I find very disturbing. And here's what it is. I received a phone call from a trusted friend who told me that approximately 1.5 weeks ago, a relative of my friend's source reported some information, and this is what it was. This individual works for a regional Federal Reserve location, and I'm not going to tell you which location it is because then it would disclose who this individual might be. So let me just say this, an undisclosed Federal Reserve building. Now, this person that reported this is an employee of this particular location, and he happens to be in management at the Federal Reserve location, and he had a meeting with his other associates and with his superior, with his boss. And here's what the people in this meeting were told. These are middle to upper management at this Federal Reserve location. They were told, number one, to obtain a concealed carry permit as quick as possible and to begin carrying protection with them at all times. And they needed to do this immediately to protect themselves. The second thing they were told was to quit coming to work. From that point on, they needed to start telecommuting because they did not want them to be in the physical location of this Federal Reserve office building. The reason that they were told to stay home was for their protection and for their safety. They were also told to take all of their money out of the bank immediately. They were also told to get 90 days worth of food immediately. And then they were also told that the armed guards at this federal building were going to be given a leave of absence, and they were going to be replaced with guards similar to shopping mall police, rent-a-cops. They were also told that the money that is kept at this particular Federal Reserve location was going to be taken away from this location to an undisclosed location, so it wasn't going to be in that building any longer. Now, if this story is valid, and it is true, then I can only come to one of several assumptions, and that is this. Number one, are they doing all of these measures because there's possibly going to be a false flag event at this Federal Reserve location, and they don't want people to be there when it happens? Kind of like the Oklahoma City event? That's one thing that I wonder about. Or, number two, instead of that, do they know that the dollar is going to be devalued and that the dollar is going to crash, it's going to collapse, and when that happens, the general public is going to be very, very angry, and they're going to riot, and they're going to possibly go to government buildings and do damage to those buildings, throwing rocks through windows, and if they see people coming out of there, they could injure the government employees. Is that the reason? Because riots are coming? I don't know, folks, but this information is 1.5 weeks old, and according to this rumor, they needed to do these things immediately. Now, to get food for 90 days immediately would hint that food is going to be unavailable. There's going to be a run on food. It's going to become very expensive and hard to gather if you haven't done it in time. So that's why they were encouraged with that. And then the other thing about taking your money out of the bank, that also gives more support to the second scenario, that a crash of the dollar is coming, or a devaluation is coming, or a run at the banks is coming. Perhaps there'll be a run at the bank and people will not be able to get their money out, or Possibly there'll be a bank holiday and the banks are going to shut down for a while, an extended period. I don't know, my friends, but we are living in very, very interesting times. And these trigger points that I've been talking about are happening right now. But a big, big major event is also about to happen. So here's the bottom line, my friends. If this event were to happen and the shelves at the grocery store would be emptied out in 3 days or 1 day or 2 days, how much food would you have? If you were at work and you couldn't make it to the grocery store to try to get enough as the panic was occurring, how much food do you have right now? How long could you make it if this emergency started tomorrow or Friday or next Monday? How long could you make it, my friend? And if you didn't make it, whose fault would it be? If some of you say, well, I'm not going to worry about it because God's going to take care of me, I live by faith, well, that's fine if you believe that, but there's a difference between faith and foolishness and presumption. And sometimes when we assume, you know, God helps people that tried and then they were unable to save themselves, so God has to intervene. But when people didn't even try and they sat on their hands and did nothing, and then they say, okay, God, loaves and fishes, multiply it for me. You know, folks, that's assumption right there. Because the Bible is full of admonitions throughout the Old Testament and the New about providing for your household. The book of Proverbs talks about the ant. It talks about working hard for the harvest and saving up. And we also see the example of Joseph, who saved for 7 years his store of wheat. And then we also see what people that didn't save had to do. They ended up selling all of their wealth just to get some wheat. So my friends, I want to admonish you and challenge you. Do it now. Make this the number one top priority. Get some food. Get a lot of food. Dried food, canned food, bulk food. Do it all now, folks. Folks, this thing is very, very serious. Now, one more thing that I want to share, and I also hope that this hits home and that this can get some traction in your hearts, and that is this. When we look back at history and we look at the beginning of World War II for America, we know that it was caused by the attack at Pearl Harbor, December 7th, Sunday morning, 1941. After December 7th, 1941, life changed for millions and millions of people. After December 7th, 3 weeks later, there was a Christmas. But that Christmas was not a normal Christmas because many people had already been shipped off and they were in war. They were carrying rifles and machine guns. Some of them were in Germany. They were in boot camp. They were scattered abroad. They were in training. Life had changed for everybody. That Christmas in 1941 was not a normal Christmas for America. And here's what I want you to think about, folks. Think about this. The year before 1941 was 1940. And that Thanksgiving and that Christmas season, the holiday season in 1940, was probably just like any other holiday for most people. During the Thanksgiving of 1940, you had families get together. You had families drive from out of town or fly in, celebrate Thanksgiving, and be together. And then a few weeks later, those Americans celebrated Christmas, 1940. Now picture this, folks. Picture a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old teenage boy at the Thanksgiving table in 1940. And he's sitting there having dinner with grandma, his aunts, his uncles, his mother, his father. And grandpa says to him, well, son, what do you plan to do when you graduate? And what if that young man said, well, I forgot to tell you, I just joined the Navy and I'm very excited because they're going to station me in Hawaii at Pearl Harbor. Really? Yes, they are. Wow. You lucky guy, you. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to be with the sun and the beach. It's going to be beautiful. Wow, man. Good for you. That's going to be great. Yeah, it sure is. So this young man announces at Thanksgiving 1940 that he's going to be in the Navy. Christmas comes. He has Christmas. The parents give him his presents. He opens them, a sweater, a hat, some shoes, and he hugs his parents. But in his parents' minds, it's another Christmas as usual. And to him, it's a normal Christmas. But little does that young man know that in 1 year, he's going to be at Pearl Harbor as a sailor in the Navy. And he's going to be walking on the deck of a ship. And little does he know that 1 year from now, a Japanese fighter is going to fly over his head and drop a bomb on his ship. And he's going to go into eternity on that day of December 7th. And as we look at the Thanksgiving 1940, the Christmas of 1940, perhaps it was someone else. Perhaps it was Dad that was going to get shipped off to war a year later because World War II started, and he was going to end up missing in action in 2 years. Or he was going to end up dying in a field in Germany, or he was going to come back without arms, or blind, or without his legs, just in a few more years. So, in the Thanksgiving of 1940, and in the Christmas of 1940, America had no clue that 1 year from that time, their lives would forever be changed. They had no clue that many of them were going to have their lives destroyed, they were going to lose their fathers, or that some parents were going to lose their boys in battle. They didn't know, folks. And if they could have known, if somehow an angel of the Lord could have appeared and said, this Thanksgiving or this holiday season, enjoy your family. Hug them tighter. Take their pictures. Let them know you love them. Spend extra time with them. Enjoy the moment. Foster the time. If those people were told that information, folks, you know every one of them would have done it. But they did not have that privilege. And then World War II started and it changed the world. And today, here we are in November. Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away. The year is 2010. And my friends, there's a holiday next month. Many of you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah. And I just want to challenge you. And I want to offer you this suggestion. Please enjoy your loved ones this month. Enjoy your loved ones this Thanksgiving. Take their picture. Hug them. Play with them. Talk to them. Because this world is about to enter a season next year, 2012, where everything is going to change. This may be the last normal Thanksgiving that some of you have for the rest of your lives. This may be the last normal holiday season that you have with your loved ones. So enjoy them, foster them, and do what you can. That you can look back and look at your diary and look in your journal, look in that scrapbook and see a memory that was a good memory. Folks, what you're hearing is from the Holy Spirit right now. So please take these words to heart. Do it, my friends. Things are going to change very drastically. And I've said over and over that only those that have spiritual fitness will be able to endure. And not only spiritual fitness, but if any of you are Christians and you want to do everything you can to increase your odds of the blessing of God, of the protection of God, of the providence of God, and the provision, and if you want to have understanding and strength, I encourage you, go to my website at watchmanscry.com and listen to the sermons on the audio page. My last sermon, 158, talked about this very thing. Please listen to that and pray about what you hear. And then go backwards. Listen to 157, 156, and start listening to them, folks. There is a lot of spiritual nourishment in those messages. I want to challenge all of you so that you can be in the right place with God as we endure this thing. All right, folks? Well, we're about out of time. If you appreciate these messages, folks, please let us know. Please pray about offering your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Folks, I love you. I'm praying for you. And I encourage you, get strong, folks. Get prepared and get ready. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next time.
Broadcasting to the U.S.